Alex, you went on a date last night. How long has it been since you've been on a date?
Since February.
Wow. Okay, so that's a long time for you.
Yeah, I kind of have been just dealing with this breakup. I think, to be completely transparent, I am still dealing with it. So I did have a first date last night, and it was great. I mean, he's super nice guy. He is he has a great career. He is very nice. We have a lot of things in common, like I said yesterday. I feel like I don't know that I necessarily am ready to like start jumping into really getting into something serious with someone at this point. I felt like this was a good opportunity for me to kind of get my feet wet, you know, back into the dating scene, because it's been a little bit. I'm very scarred and probably will always be traumatized by how things ended in my last relationship and, you know, the trust issues that I've never had that I now do have. So there's just like a lot of things that I think before my next relationship, I know that that's what I want. Mm-hmm. It's not like I just want to date to date. I want to date to find the right person to marry. Whenever I am going on dates with people, it's because I genuinely think like, oh, there's a potential here and stuff. But I don't know that I'm like going to jump into something serious at this point or anything like that.
Do you think with last night's date, do you picture another one with this guy, or do you think you're just maybe ready to try dating but not a second date with him?
I feel like I just might in general just wait a while to go on another date. Like,
Was it tough?
It was tough for me, I think. It's hard just being with somebody else. Like, I'm just so used to, after you date somebody for, you know, we were together for a year. So, like, after that long of dating somebody and them being so intertwined in your life, it's just weird getting used to or being with somebody else in, like, that setting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense, I think.
Did you start crying in your date?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe nothing like that reminded you.
No, it was good conversation. And like I said, he's a great guy. One thing that I really like about him is that anything that I've ever like suggested, like, oh, you should listen to this podcast or you should really check out this show or anything, like, he always does it, which I think is really sweet because, you know, as soon as we left, he like started listening to this podcast I recommended and he texted me. He's like, oh my gosh, you're right. This is so crazy. And so I really appreciated that because that's something in my last relationship. It was always an argument. It's something so simple like that, like, oh, check this out, like, we should do this, or like, check something out that really is important to me or that I really enjoy. It was always like an argument to try to get them to do that. And so it just meant a lot to me that some guy that I've only talked to for a week, you know, it's just so sweet to be like, well, you say it's good, I'm going to check it out. I trust you.
Go ahead, Liv. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Joel Daddy always used to do that before we were like really officially dating.
And then it just ends. Is that just every guy? They just like get lazy?
Alex, we do anything we can to try to get with
you. I have to twist his arm sometimes to like check out a new song. I mean, he eventually will, but not with like a giant smile
when
on
you
his
overpower
face.
Yeah. Him, he will. I like how Porkchop's like, did you cry? Because that'd be cool if you did. No, it's like, yeah, she's like, so tell me about yourself. Well, it was horrible.
I don't know. The way you were talking about how it like reminded you, you didn't want to date again because, you know, it reminded you of, I was going to think, like, how weird would it be in the middle of your date?
Thank God I've never done that.
I feel like I have friends that have done that before.
Oh, I will.
I understand it. Oh. If it's too soon.
My friend did do it. She was engaged when she was like 18. And the engagement ended because he was cheating on her. Oh. And she went on another date.
Yikes.
And she started crying during the first
date. The guy
date.
Must have been like, what'd I do?
And she didn't.
Check, please.
It didn't just happen once. It happened like the next like seven dates after it.
Oh, seven?
Which it was like,
not with the same guy.
I could see that happening. They're like, I don't even want to talk about it. But hypothetically, like if my wife and I, Lindsay, couldn't work things out and we got divorced, I guarantee you I'd be crying. Yeah. Like, how are you? So I'd be like,
It's really tough, but I am trying my best to move on and move.
Well, I appreciate you. And I mean, we love hearing your stories, good and bad. Like the drama that comes in your dating life is amazing. Whenever you feel confident or comfortable again, like I know we would, and I'm sure people listening would like to have an update if you have one.
I will.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for that.